Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Bleeding Blue, a show about the history of the New York Football Giants. My name is Justin Penick, alongside one of my best friends in the entire world, Nicky Snacks. Snacks, how are you doing?
What's up? I'm good.
Good.
Tired. Really tired, actually, yeah.
Yeah, we're filming this a little late. We just got back from Alabama Senior Bowl.
Yep, Mobile.
And we just celebrated 10 years since Super Bowl 46, and that's what we're going to be talking about today.
10 years ago.
10 years.
So what were you, 15?
I was 2011 before my March birthday. I was 13.
13, wow.
13.
I was 18.
Can I tell you where I was?
Sure.
I was at a friend's house trying to impress a girl.
Damn.
Yeah.
Maybe you thought the Giants being in the Super Bowl would, and your reactions?
Me being a psychopath? No, I don't know what the thought process was when I was 13. Maybe not thinking with the brain, maybe thinking with another body part. But
yeah, which body part?
I'm not sure. Where were you? What were you doing?
I was in my man cave. I had some family over, a couple friends, and we were drinking Keystone Lights. Mm. Al, I know you're not a beer drinker.
Well, I have never seen you drink a Keystone Light.
That's because I haven't probably since that day.
I think we figured out what's wrong with the Giants, though.
Trust me. Me and my friends that you've all met this year who tailgate, we think that part of our downfall has been because we stopped bringing Keystone Light to the tailgates.
I would agree.
Keystone Light tastes about what water tastes like.
Yeah.
But it was cheap and effective, and I probably had like 20 of them. It was a great day. It really was. Then when we won, we went in the street, ran up and down my block, banging pots and pans.
Love it. So what we're going to do today is not like rewatching the game like we did for the 2000 NFC Championship game with like rolling a bunch of clips. Because this year, this Giants football season, 10 years since Super Bowl 46, has kind of been shoved down our throats.
Yes, just a little bit.
In a positive way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also in some negative ways as well. So we kind of want to mesh this episode just talking about the legacy of Super Bowl 46 and that 2011 Super Bowl team. Talk about a lot of positive ways. Like, I want to ask, you know, one of the first things we want to talk about is, did it cement Eli Manning's legacy? Did it cement Tom Coughlin's legacy? And what are their legacies, Hall of Famers, not Hall of Famers?
Yes.
And how about, and also maybe some negative ways where, you know, the Giants building has a lot of nepotism, and a lot of the things that they're working at improving right now is getting that nepotism, getting the losing out of the building, and the sources are losing out.
Yep.
And it basically took them, you know, 10 years since Super Bowl 46, and also thinking about, we talk all the time, Super Bowl 46, that football team was not good.
No, it sucked.
It was Eli Manning's arm.
Yes, correct. They were bad.
Elite. You know, yeah. It was Eli Manning's arm that was elite that year. So
took advantage of a shitty division. And
how does that legacy impact kind of where the Giants are today?
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's how I kind of want to break down this episode. So, you're right there?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
No? 2011, Super Bowl 46, and Eli Manning.
Yes.
What is Eli Manning without Super Bowl 46?
Well, you insulted him by saying Trent Dilfer yesterday.
Which there's a part of me that does think, at least nationally, people think that he's Trent Dilfer without the 2011 Super Bowl.
I get it, but he, if you look at Trent Dilfer, you watch him play, and then you watched Eli Manning play, it's clear who the better quarterback is. Maybe he's in the, you know what he is? Got it. Joe Flacco.
Fair. Very fair.
One run.
Yeah.
And then just, I hate saying this, mediocre to above average at best.
Yeah. But it's the big
one
games.
One elite season, yeah.
But it's the big games that matter.
Right, correct.
At the end of the day.
And so I think this Super Bowl, Eli's second Super Bowl MVP, really stamps him in.
Yeah.
Because without it, you're right. It's he's got no shot at the Hall of Fame, none.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even up for debate. And he's just, you know, looked at as, you know?
Yeah. Let's say they make the playoffs. And he still has a very good regular season. A very, very good
regular season. He had a great regular season, yeah.
Team wins 9 games. They're eliminated, whether it's the wild card round, divisional round, or NFC championship game. The team could look at it and be like, you know, Eli had a great year, but it absolutely was not enough. The defense was ranked bottom of the barrel. They saw the way that he got hit around in that NFC championship game. Oh, again, yeah. Let's just say the 49ers pulled that off.
Right.
But they see the way that he got beat up in that NFC championship game. 49ers defense really good, but this is unacceptable. And do they think about changing up the roster and how they prioritize roster moves kind of moving forward? I don't know, but it's a fair, very, very fair question that Super Bowl 46, I would never trade that for the world.
No.
I actually want to ask you next about how do you weigh, and more important, Super Bowl 42 or Super Bowl 46, because this was our lifetime.
Yeah.
I would never trade it for the world, but the fact that it happened, it maybe gave people in the building a lot of confidence about, oh, because we have Eli and because we did this right, because Victor Cruz was that undrafted free agent that we signed and we really hit on, because David Boss was this, you know, kind of journeyman center from the 49ers, you know, because we had all these kind of ragtag linemen, we did it.
Yeah.
And that we can do that again. All it takes is a magic run, another magic run, because they did it twice.
Right, and with Eli's arm and even the makeskift team and the older players that we have, we can
skill
still
position
do it.
Players were insane.
They had the three-headed machine at wide receiver, and then the 1-2 punch with Jacobs and Bradshaw. That's an elite level of skill players. But they had their offensive line was deteriorating. McKenzie, Snead, and Deal were all old, and I think they maybe played a year or two after that. If that, Boss was really no good.
No,
big ass Kevin Booth.
This is tough.
The best lineman on
the
team.
He was probably one of the best linemen. But I never thought that Kevin Booth was fantastic.
Well, right, but comparing him against those guys there.
Yeah.
They had the 32nd ranked rush offense.
Yeah, it was really bad.
It was awful. They were averaging really 60 bad. Yards a game.
Yeah.
And you saw Eli get absolutely piss-pounded by the Niners.
Yeah.
Come on.
And it took until the fourth quarter, which this is a problem with a lot of teams who don't throw the ball enough. It took until the fourth quarter for the Giants to finally realize, all right, we're down by 10 points. We got to let Eli just sling it now.
Yeah.
And that's when they were their most productive.
Yeah, because what was the final score? 24-21, right?
Yes.
And he threw the ball 59 times. 59 times.
Was it 21-17? Or
no, because we won on a field goal. It was tied in overtime. I think it was.
Are you talking about NFC Championship game?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Which game were you talking about?
I was thinking about the Super Bowl for whatever reason.
Oh. Yeah, that was a dummy. Yeah. Nah, it's okay. Well, you are, but it's fine.
True.
It's fine. So, yeah, so in some ways, that Super Bowl run and that win, you can look at it as almost being detrimental.
Yeah.
Because they kept everything
I don't
want
to use that word. I don't want to use that word.
You're right. It's difficult to say that word after a Super Bowl win.
Because I would sell my soul for a Super Bowl, and we got two.
If you told me the Giants win the Super Bowl next year, and then suck again for another 10.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take it. Any day of the week.
And that's exactly what happened.
It's literally exactly what happened. That's
exactly what happened.
They had one fugazi of a year in 16, and that was it.
Yeah.
It's been brutal ever since. And that it's Jerry Reese got 20 times longer of a leash than he deserved.
Mm-hmm.
Love him to death, but Coughlin got a longer leash than he deserved.
Yeah.
And Eli got a longer leash than he deserved.
It's so tough. The Coughlin conversation is so tough because you almost look at 2015. And that season, very similar to 2010, not being able to finish.
Yeah.
Not being able to finish. And I think 2015 had a lot less talent on it than 2010. 2010 is one of those seasons that I think a guy like Dave Tollefson, I think, looks back on that, if I remember correctly from some of our conversations that we've had with him. Like 2010, he loves that team.
Yeah.
He really does love that team. You know, that span of, you know, 2005 to 2008, 2009, the Giants were top 10 in points scored every single year. And that's not a stretch that you would really think about, right?
No.
You wouldn't think about that. So I may be getting the years wrong, but there was a stretch of, you know, Eli Manning's prime where, you know, sure, was he not the best quarterback in the National Football League, but those offenses were top 10 in scoring points. And you wouldn't think that right away. Cause no. I did this year. What I wanted to do is like, were the Giants ever a good offensive team?
Right.
And yes, the only time that they were a good offensive team consistently year in and year out was those kind of early mid 2000s teams.
It really is so crazy to think about where they are now and looking at the offense now and thinking they were in the top 10
yeah.
scoring. It's just crazy how it all went downhill in 2010. Yeah. You're right. They were a better team. They still had guys from the 07 team and the 08 team who we consider the best team we've ever seen.
I think that was Snead's final year.
2010?
Maybe.
No, he was on the 46.
No, I'm right. You're right. It was some O'Hara's final year. That's
O'Hara, okay, yeah.
It was O'Hara's final year.
There you go.
He struggled with injuries and stuff.
Yeah, and Soibert retired, what, 09? Yeah. So they still had Talk. They still had OC. Like, those guys, they were still a good football team. And, 2011, afterwards.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. Yep.
Which one do you hold? I know you hold Super Bowl 42 closer to your
heart. I do, yes, I do. I think it's impossible not to.
Where do you rank games of importance? 2000 NFC Championship game, Super Bowl 42, Super Bowl 46. Do you put 46 above that 2000 NFC Championship game? Because you were there.
I was. Whew. I have to put the Super Bowl ahead of it.
Okay.
I have to. 42, 46 NFC Championship game. But I know it sounds crazy because then we lost the Super Bowl to the Ravens, which still under protest because Ray Lewis is a murderer. But that NFC Championship game that I was in attendance for changed my life. Because if I'm not at the game, I'm not so sure.
You're not a psychopath.
I'm not, yeah.
No.
I may just be a regular, normal fan. Die hard, you know, everything. But it may have changed my outlook and how I view the world and life itself.
Yeah.
Because now it's, you know, Giants family breathing sex in that order. So it's like, if that happens, maybe breathing and family is before the Giants.
I feel closer with the 46 than the 2011 team.
Well, you were older.
I was a little bit older, but also.
You mean 46 than the 2017
team? I feel closer with that team.
Oh! Yeah, I thought you said over the
No, I feel closer. Not only because I was older, but I think it kind of shaped the way that I like to watch football, and I love offense.
Yes,
I really do.
That's fair.
I love quarterback play. I love scoring and seeing.
So you must hate the Giants.
Yes, I do. Cousinly presented. That's why I wanted Jason Garrett on his head on a stick for 2 years.
Don't talk about my father like that.
I'm sorry. But the way that they went about winning that Super Bowl, the way that it was Eli. It was Eli.
Yep.
And that just spoke to me. I'm like, this is what I like. And this guy carrying it, this guy delivering a ball on a dime on the sideline to Mario Manningham, the greatest throw in Super Bowl history.
By far, yeah.
By far.
Well, I wouldn't say by far. There's been a lot of good ones, but that's number one.
It's up there with San Antonio Holmes. But because it's Giants bias, I'm just going to say it's better.
No, it is better. It's 100% better. I mean, it's not even, it's without question. He dropped it in a dime. But I understand that. 2007 Giants were run the ball, harass the quarterback at will, and that's how they won.
Yeah. All right. So.
Speak to me.
What I want to talk about now.
Sure. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
Now go ahead.
Legacy of some of the, I keep on saying this, the word legacy.
Well, it's a big word.
It is a big word. What are some of the players doing right now? You did some research into this.
Yep.
I want to know, like, where, what are some players doing? I know Justin Tuck. Let's start off with Justin Tuck.
Yeah, Justin Tuck.
I know he's doing some business stuff.
Yes.
But I don't know, like, what he's doing.
So a couple years after he retired, he went back to school, and he graduated master's degree of business administration from the Wharton School.
That's in Penn.
Is it?
Wharton.
Wharton. Well, spelling, pronunciation was never my thing. So, yes, and he manages people's portfolios. Whatever the fuck that is.
I need that.
Yeah, so do
you work in, don't you like work in sales? You work in business? You don't know what
any
of that is?
I know what it is. I was kidding. Oh. I wanted to try and make that whole seen
Wharton
make myself
that's really funny.
Stupider than I actually am. I mean, I'm stupid, but yeah, so that's pretty cool. He went back to school. And another guy that went back to school, got his master's in education from locally William Patterson University. Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Kareem McKenzie.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I looked up his LinkedIn. He's
what's he doing? Does he have what he's doing now?
Yes. He is an individual counselor at The Bridge. No idea what it is. I didn't bother looking up what The Bridge is, but he's an individual counselor, whatever the fuck that is.
I love that.
Yeah. So what else we got? Chase Blackburn, as most of you may know, I mean, he's now unemployed, but he was special teams coordinator. He started off special teams assistant, and then Carolina promoted him to special teams coordinator, and he's very well respected.
He is a respected
guy. Yes, he is. Yep. OC, you may see him on the Twitter and wherever, but he's in London. Yes. He's in London, and I think it's their NFL network or something that he is an analyst on.
He's like an ambassador, but he's also an ambassador.
Yes.
Probably OC
for NFL
is my
UK, yes.
OC's probably, I mean, OC was my favorite Giant growing up. But just seeing what he's doing now with, like, how he's growing the game, and it's really, really cool.
I could
also listen to him speak forever.
Yeah, and he's got an infectious smile and laugh.
Yes.
So he's a great
guy. He has a podcast with Jason Bell. I've been trying to get him to come on Talking Giants for years.
Yeah.
He follows me. I should DM him again.
He follows you.
He does.
Why don't you DM him? It's pretty stupid.
I did DM him once. I don't think
DM him once a day.
I should DM him once a day.
Fucking idiot.
You know how much we would grow? We would grow his show.
Probably, yeah. But, you know, you're just, you know what? You're a bitch. No, you're not. You're a good guy. I'm just kidding. Then we have Victor Cruz, who has like a million followers on Instagram, and he's doing all these ads and marketing things with Captain Morgan, Doritos. He's doing like modeling shoots. He's a superstar.
What was that restaurant chain that he invested in?
Oh, like, that's Kelowna. Right. That's right.
What was it called? It was in Alabama, and we didn't go.
Yeah, because we
that
suck.
That was the one thing I like. We have to take a picture. We have to go. Apparently, it smells bad, but the food's good.
It smells bad?
It smells bad. Apparently, it's a very foul smell. What's the name of it?
I'm good.
And that's what we need to look up.
Crystal.
Crystal. With a K.
Yes, with a K.
Kind of porn. I don't want to say porn star, but stripper.
Yeah.
Stripper.
Yeah,
stripper
no, that's very true. And, yeah, so that's pretty cool. Good for Victor.
Where's one in New Jersey?
Patterson.
There's one in Patterson?
Duh.
We got to go. Oh, that's where he's from.
ding, ding. Yeah. I think I'm going to pass on that trip.
No, we're going to go. What do you mean? Patterson? The Patterson exit on the parkway as I'm coming up to your house.
Yeah, I know where it is. I just...
Yeah. We'll make a trip.
Maybe we should Google that place. No disrespect to anybody from Patterson. Then we got Brandon Jacobs, who was just recently on Twitter.
Yeah, what's he doing despite causing controversy?
Yeah, he went on a 100% drunken-laced rant Saturday night. And, you know, probably sobered up and remembered what he tweeted. And yesterday morning, he's like, damn, I was bored. Sorry.
Okay. I wasn't drunk.
Okay, and we're not going to say it on the air. You can feel free to go look back and see what he had to say. But he's in Atlanta, and he runs a football league, essentially, for 3rd to 8th graders called the North Atlanta Giants. They have tryouts and all these different things, so it's very cool.
His son's also a huge...
Son's a monster, yeah.
Big Mama Luke.
Yeah.
Do I say that word right?
Mama Luke, yeah.
Mama Luke?
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Those are just some of the guys that I had written down. It's pretty cool to see what they're doing post-football. I was trying to find Michael Boley, and I couldn't. I don't know why he just kept popping up in my head. Maybe because I always remember him doing the belt.
I will always remember Michael Boley for throwing that football.
Oh,
he picked up the fumble against the Rams on Monday Night Football that year.
Threw it at that poor bastard's head.
He threw it. Wah!
Yeah.
He threw it right at him.
That was pretty fucking hysterical.
That's one of my favorite moments ever. Now, I was at the game, so I didn't really see it at the time, but just seeing it the next day and... I think once or twice a year, I just watch that play.
It's so damn funny.
The kid's looking right at... He, like, points the football at him.
I know. It's
he's like, here.
Yeah.
Eat shit.
Yeah. And, he, oh, dude. He, like, wound up. He rifled that thing.
And he stumbled.
Yeah.
He's like, whoa.
He didn't fall, though.
No, he did not fall.
Which I give a lot of credit to him. But
I wonder if there was like a Monday like exchange of like, hey, I'm sorry that I did this to you. Here's like a jersey. I'm sure.
Because somebody, if I remember correctly, wasn't he asked about it post game? I could be wrong. Maybe that's something we'll have to look.
We'll ask Art.
There you go. Art would know.
Art would know. Thank you, Art. Still have his chair.
Burn it.
It's got metal. Can you burn metal?
Well, there's a will, there's a way.
There's a will, there's a way.
Don't do that. But yeah, so a lot of cool stuff from these guys, from our champions. And wasn't there another legacy you wanted to talk about?
What legacy do you want to talk about?
The coaches.
Ah! See? I'm coughing.
Yep. See what happens when I don't drink? I'm fucking sharp.
You are. So, Eli Manning's Hall of Famer.
I think at least we think that
Giants history podcast.
I don't think he's going to be first ballot.
Okay.
But I think he 100% gets in.
Tom Coughlin.
100%.
So Tom Coughlin.
Yeah.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
This is where my bias is going to kick in because I think there's an even bigger, stronger debate on if he is or isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is. And 2 Super Bowl championships, you know, obviously helps that a lot. But look what he did in Jacksonville with an expansion team.
Yeah.
They were very good. And in his second year, they took him to an AFC championship game. An expansion team. The Houston Texans have been around now for 20 years. They haven't made it past the divisional round. As, you know, they were an expansion team. And I don't think they made the playoffs until, 4 years into whatever it was. The fact that what he did with Jacksonville speaks a lot of volumes.
They've only had substantial... Have they only made AFC championship appearances when Tom Coughlin was somehow affiliated with the Jaguars?
Yes. That's another thing, too. It was the front office role. Yeah. I think there's a case to be made for and against him. Yes. His record, I think you said it best before the show, his record is very Jeff Fisher-like.
Yeah. So Jeff Fisher has a 5-12 winning percentage, 173 wins, 165 losses, and Tom Coughlin has 170 wins, 150 losses for a 531 winning percentage.
Yeah. So it's... It's literally an average record.
Yeah.
For a guy that's coached for over 20 years. So I definitely understand the argument to be made against him, but I think there's a very strong argument to be made for him.
I would agree.
Yeah. Gun to my head.
It's just the winning percentage that would get people to
That's it. Yeah.
That's it. But also, seeing again, I love the 2015 season. I love it.
Yeah.
And
I don't.
At the time it was Coughlin, they do need to move on from Coughlin.
Yeah, it was time.
100%.
Yep.
But now hindsight's 2020, looking back and seeing exactly what went wrong with the Giants, Tom Coughlin may have deserved another opportunity with a different GM.
Yeah.
Because you look at and you see what he did that season.
With dog shit?
With a terrible, terrible roster. Like Brandon Merriweather was like one of the starting safeties. Robert Ayers was one of their best pass rushers. Is that when JPP blew off half of a hand? You know, he has 7.5 fingers left. I mean, there was
7.5 maybe pushing.
Colin Jenkins, a defensive tackle? Again, another retread guy. Yep. Was John Beeson still in the mix?
Jonathan
Casillas, you know.
Was that Uniunga or whatever his name was?
Eric Flowers was also a part of the mix here, too.
Yeah, way to bring his ass up.
Uwani Unga, that was the Uwani Unga year.
Yeah, Uwani Unga, yeah.
With Jason Witten over the middle of the field week one.
That team was dog shit.
They were bad. They were very, very bad. Rashad Jennings was not a good running back.
No, he wasn't. I'm sorry. Great guy.
Yeah, good guy. He had some good moments. But people loved him. He was not a good running back. Orland Starqua, world's better.
No.
Andre Brown.
All he did was fall into the end zone.
2015, wasn't that? I think that was an Andre Brown year.
He scored like 12 touchdowns.
I love it. Yes.
Yeah.
He was my dude. I have an Andre Brown jersey. Do not have an Orland Starqua jersey. I'm a fraud.
Who the fuck would get? By the way, I think that's my second fuck.
Wow.
Now it's my third. Who the fuck would?
Would get an Andre Brown jersey?
Yes, thank you.
A psychopath like me, who was a teenager growing up loving the Giants in 2014, 2015.
I love the Giants, and you couldn't pay me to wear him.
You were also at a different point in your life where you were no longer a teen. You were an old man. You were no longer a teenager, and I was still a teenager. Those were like my prime fan years of like, I'm going to be liking players. I like players a lot less now that I'm older.
I don't like any of them.
I know you don't.
It's true.
But my point about Coughlin in 2015.
Yeah.
Just so, taking that team and
right.
they were in every single game. If the game ended like a minute before the end of regulation, wouldn't they have like 10 wins?
Yeah.
It was something.
No, it's true. And they had a lot of bad like mental errors and things that they should have won a lot more of those games.
And it was surprising to see a team that was coached by Tom Coughlin, who had that mantra of finish, struggling to finish. At the end. And something makes me think that, again, hindsight 2020, not thinking this at the time, hindsight's 2020. If Tom Coughlin sticks around for another year, it's like with better talent, maybe he implements that finish mentality and he gets it across to those guys.
Results. Yeah.
And he gets the results.
Yeah. And now when you look at it in today's day, we're on our fourth head coach since.
Yeah.
So that says all you need to know about the legacy of Tom Coughlin.
Yeah, that is true.
Hall of Famer.
Very true.
Your Hall of Famer in my book, coach.
And taking that 2011 team, which was not a good team, to a Super Bowl.
No, please, that team sucked. And the teams that he beat to get there. Think about it.
Yeah.
15 and the Falcons were whatever. We were always going to kill the Falcons regardless.
Yeah.
They can't go on the road. They had Mike Smith, choke artist. They suck. 15-1. Aaron Rodgers, MVP, Green Bay Packers in Lambeau. We beat them by 17.
Yep.
Then the best defense in football and Alex Smith, Jim Harbaugh in San Fran.
Vernon Davis. Vernon Davis was awesome.
Yeah, he was. He was the best tight end in football.
Yes. Staley in his prime.
Staley. Who's
Frank Gore.
They had the big white DN too. He was a
Justin Smith
monster. No, it wasn't Justin. Was it Justin?
Yes, it was Justin Smith. Absolutely. Alden Smith was
Alden
also there.
Alden Smith's the other one. Yep. He's another one. Justin Smith and Alden Smith. Patrick Willis. Oh my god.
Keeps going.
No, they were truly unbelievable.
That's so crazy.
Frank Gore.
That's so crazy. If you were to poll the average NFL fan, they probably can. I mean, we are the average NFL fan. You know, we're Giants fans. We could name a lot of those guys on that roster. Now, ask them to name the 2011 Giants outside of the wide receivers, quarterback, and, you know, Justin Tuck.
Good luck.
They probably can't do it.
No. They may get OC.
Yeah. Who's their outside linebacker?
They don't know.
Jaquan Williams,
Michael Boley, like Chase Blackburn. You think these guys would ever get that? No. Never.
Who was the middle linebacker before Chase Blackburn? Because remember, we signed him in the middle of the year.
He was a substitute teacher.
Who was the middle linebacker? I don't know. Isn't this crazy? Because everybody just loves Blackburn. So what was their plan?
Somebody must have got hurt, obviously,
yes.
Right?
The depth chart was true. That's why they signed somebody a little off the streak.
It's going to bother me so much. Keep talking? Yeah,
Approaching a time where I feel like I'm comfortable. So I'm going to give you this time, and then after this, we're going to wrap up.
Yeah, all right. I can't believe we don't know. We suck.
This is a good question. I don't feel bad about not knowing this.
I do. So the middle linebackers on the roster: Jaquan Williams, Greg Jones, Mark Herzlick, Chase Blackburn.
Greg Jones.
Yeah, and then the other line: Spencer Paysinger.
You know what? Did he might have gotten hurt, and I think he might have been it.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be the case. And wow, now I.
But again,
rest
that just,
in peace, Tyler Sash.
That just lets you know that the roster was
sucked.
Very good.
It's terrible. Yes, it was terrible.
All right, so there you go. That's your legacy of 2011. A legacy that is very, very positive, and a legacy that also is associated with
the downfall of the New York Giants. Sorry, I just yawned. I told you guys I was tired. That's really bad on the show. I'm so sorry.
The year since, it's associated with the year since. So
yeah,
thank you for watching.
Appreciate it.
Second week of Bleeding Blue soft season. We will see you next week where we are going to be talking about, we're going to be going back to our more formal kind of rewatch of Super Bowl 25 against the Buffalo Bills. The Giants are basically the Bills South now.
Yes.
So now we are going to be talking about how we beat the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl.
And it is so cool.
Arguably the best game, Super Bowl game in Giants franchise history.
Because
it comes on the missed field goal and it's just the release of, holy shit, we won this?
Yeah. Pretty boring game, though.
Was it?
They held the ball for 45 minutes.
I think that's awesome.
It's very awesome, but game-wise, you're saying this game?
Moment. Now,
no.
On the catch.
All right, we got it. Don't give everything away.
We're going to run. All right, we'll see you next week. Thanks for watching. Keep on bleeding blue and peace. And snacks.
Fuck Tiki Barber.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.